Unidad 15.
Help Yourself English.
En esta unidad, usted aprenderá a preguntar y a hablar acerca de la vida de la gente. En primer lugar, Marion le hace preguntas a Cathy sobre la vida de esta.
Where were you born, Cathy?
I was born in Cambridge.
And how long did you live there?
I lived there for 18 years before I went to university in Edinburgh.
Oh, so you went to Edinburgh. How long were you in Edinburgh?
3 years.
And then how long have you lived in London?
I've lived in London now for 2 years.
And where do you work?
At the British Museum. I'm a librarian.
A continuación, le pregunta a la señora Collins.
You're French, aren't you?
Yes, I'm French.
And how long have you lived in Britain?
I've lived in Britain 50 years or even more.
50 years? And where? You've lived in Edinburgh?
I've lived in Scotland.
Aha, in Edinburgh.
In Edinburgh, mostly.
Colin habla acerca de algunos trabajos que ha tenido.
Last summer you delivered newspapers in Oslo. Have you had any other jobs abroad?
I went grape picking in France 1 year, and I enjoyed that very much.
So you like working outdoors?
That's right, yes.
Have you done any other outdoor jobs?
I went heather burning in Scotland 1 year, but at home in Leeds I can only get factory work.
Ah, so you've worked quite often in factories then.
¿Cuál es la película que Marion y Rachel eligen para ver?
Have you seen The French Lieutenant's Woman?
No, I haven't, but I don't want to see it because I've read the book, and I thought the book was wonderful, but, no, I don't want to see the film. What about, Othello? Have you seen Othello? That's the film of the Shakespeare play.
No, I haven't seen the film. I've seen the play, but I'd like to see the film.
Ah, well, let's go to that then. That's 7:30 and 9:40. Which do you prefer?
I'd prefer 9:40, if that's all right with you.
Yes, all right, 9:40. It's very late, but yes, 9:40. Fine.
Así que van a ver Othello. A continuación, la amiga china de Marion hace una observación interesante.
Here in England, in London, I usually meet people and people will say, "Oh, nice day, isn't it?" But in China, you might find people saying, "Have you eaten?" or "Have you had breakfast?" And it is just the same as English people talking about weather.
Martina ha estado dando clases en Escocia durante un trimestre.
What's your new job like?
Very enjoyable.
And have you become Scottish yet?
Yes, in fact, a lot of English people, when they go to Scotland, become Scottish. If you can say that, because they wear kilts and...
Have you bought a kilt?
Yes, I bought a kilt with a sporran.
Have you learnt any Scottish dancing?
Yes, country dancing. Scottish country dancing. Oh, it's very enjoyable, and I wear a kilt for that. In fact, at my school, the teachers there quite often wear kilts, every day, for normal work.
So you wear a kilt in the classroom?
Yes, we wear a kilt in the school, and it's jolly good fun for an Englishman.
Martin ha aprendido a tocar la gaita.
And you're a music teacher, aren't you?
Yes, I teach music.
So have you learnt to play the bagpipes?
Ah, yes, I have indeed. I've played now for 3 months. And I've almost mastered the instrument, I think.
So you can play some Scottish country dance tunes now, can you?
Yes, although I haven't yet got any bagpipes, because they're quite expensive.
Oh, really? How much do they cost?
About £300, maybe even £400, for a very good pair of bagpipes.
My goodness.
But you can get a cheap pair, imported from Pakistan.
From Pakistan?
El próximo curso va a montar una ópera con sus alumnos.
You've taught there for 1 term. Have you any plans for next term?
Yes, definitely. I'm going to do an opera with the children.
Really? Are you
going to write the opera?
Yes, I'll write the music and write the words. And it'll involve animals and monsters in the mountains around the school. Quite dramatic, I think, and the children should enjoy that.
Yes, yes, lovely.
A continuación, estudie las palabras y frases más importantes antes de pasar a practicar lo que ha aprendido. Ahora, practique lo que ha aprendido. Ejercicio 1. Sarah y Richard están hablando para salir por la tarde.
Let's go to the cinema.
All right, if you want to. Have you got a newspaper?
Yes. What about The Sound of Music?
No, I don't like musicals.
Well then, what about going to see Hamlet? That's the film of the Shakespeare play.
No, I've seen the play. I saw it at Stratford-on-Avon last summer.
Well, what about The Orient Express? Have you seen that?
Well, I haven't seen it, but I've read the book, and so I know the story. No, let's just stay at home and watch television.
Ejercicio 2. Aquí están las entrevistas.
What is your name?
Lucio Mariano.
How do you spell Mariano, please?
M-A-R-I-A-N-O.
Where were you born, Lucio?
I was born in Milan, in Italy, in 1952.
And what do you do?
I'm a waiter.
And how long have you worked as a waiter?
I've worked now for 11 years.
And when did you come to Britain?
I came here in 1979, but I've only lived in London since January.
Thank you.
Excuse me, what's your name?
My name's Sushma Bal.
How do you spell Bal?
B-A-H-L.
And where were you born?
I was born in a small town in the north of India called Simla.
And what do you do?
I'm a secretary.
When did you come to Britain?
In 1965. I came with my parents.
And how long have you lived in London?
We moved to London in 1980, I think. Yes, I've lived in London since 1980.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ejercicio 3. Carol habla de sus trabajos.
How old are you, Carol?
I'm 25.
And what do you do?
Well, I'm unemployed just now, but I've done lots of different jobs.
What kind of jobs have you done?
I've worked in a shoe factory, and I've been a waitress.
And what else have you done?
I've worked on a farm. I picked apples one summer. I loved that.
And what other interesting jobs have you had?
Well, I play the violin, and I've played the violin in the London Underground.
In the London Underground?
Yes. In the summer, it's very good because the tourists enjoy listening to Mozart or Beethoven in the Underground. You can make quite a lot of money.
Ejercicio 4. Colin hace algunas preguntas a Anne.
How long have you been with the Owen family?
I've been with them since January.
Do the Owens speak Welsh or English at home?
They can speak Welsh, but they use English at home.
Have you learned to speak Welsh?
I've learned a few words, but I can't speak it.
Have you made some friends?
Yes. People are very friendly here in Wales.
How long are you going to stay in Wales?
I'm going home to Austria in the summer, but I love Wales and I love the Owen family, so perhaps I'll come back in the autumn.
Este es el último ejercicio de esta sección. Así que vuelva al libro y siga su guía de estudio. Ahora, hable usted. ¿Está usted preparada para rechazar una invitación?
Let's go to the cinema. I'd like to see Star Wars.
Thank you, but I've seen Star Wars.
Then let's walk along the river together.
Thank you, but I've walked along the river.
Let's go and have a meal together. I haven't had dinner yet. Have you?
Thank you, but I've had dinner.
Well, let's have a drink then.
Thank you, but I've had a drink.
Oh, come on. You can have another.
Bueno, algunas personas no se dan por vencidos fácilmente. Y ahora, conteste estas preguntas. ¿Preparado?
Where were you born? How long did you live there? How long have you had your job? What other jobs have you had?
Y por último, conteste estas preguntas acerca de su inglés con...
Yes, I have.
O...
No, I haven't.
Have you enjoyed learning English? Have you worked hard?
¿Ha trabajado mucho?
Have you done all 15 units?
¿Ha terminado las 15 unidades? Bien, si ha contestado usted...
Yes, I have.
...a todas estas preguntas. Su inglés debe ser muy bueno ahora. Así que consérvelo. Por último, en la cinta encontrará el repaso de las unidades 12 a 15. Así que diríjase al final del libro ahora. Repaso. Unidades 13 a 15. En primer lugar, ¿recuerda? Conteste las preguntas de su libro y, a continuación, compruebe sus respuestas con la cinta. Aquí tiene las respuestas de la sección. ¿Recuerda?
A.
They watched television.
B.
He worked 3 hours in the morning and 3 hours in the afternoon.
C.
He learned Welsh as a child.
D.
They are going to go to their house in France.
E.
She is going to have lunch with Vic and Barbara.
F.
She was born in Cambridge.
G.
She has lived in London for 2 years.
H.
They often say, "Have you eaten?" or "Have you had breakfast?"
Ahora, pare la cinta. Lea su oportunidad para hablar y, a continuación, ponga en marcha la cinta de nuevo. Su oportunidad para hablar. En primer lugar, diga, buenos días, y pregunte, ¿ha desayunado?
Good morning. Have you had breakfast?
No, I've just ordered it. Please come and have breakfast with me.
Diga, gracias, y pregunte, ¿va a tomar el desayuno inglés?
Thank you. Are you going to have an English breakfast?
Yes, I am.
Voy a tomar el desayuno inglés también.
I'm going to have an English breakfast too.
¿Qué hizo usted ayer?
What did you do yesterday?
I went to the British Museum. What did you do?
Visité a un amigo y escribí unas cartas.
I visited a friend and I wrote some letters.
¿Qué va a hacer hoy?
What are you going to do today?
I'd like to see the Tower of London. Would you like to come with me? And we could go for a walk along the river, too.
Gracias. Parece estupendo.
Thank you. That sounds lovely.
Bueno, es el final del último ejercicio de repaso. Buena suerte con su inglés y siga practicando.